Why no? I'm sorry I couldn't be there with you. I had my own family gathering to do. At least yours wasn't so emotional. Well, I'd have liked to have you there, but it's like all these family things. Family gatherings, friends and people. I don't want to have to keep answering all the questions. It's easier if people just think I'm the same as always. I know what we both need now we're home. I meant a cuddle. Yeah, well, that grin that you get. Listen, just come and get in the bloody bed. We both need to hide away from the world and all those questions and all that stuff and just be comfortable in our own little world again. Just come and hide away. Get in bed. Get the big blanket over the top of us. Run, no. Right under here. Right under. Never forget. You've got a good family and friends. You've got your health. I don't want my tummy touching your tummy. Move your leg. Now we don't know anything about the rest of the world. All of the world that we need to know is under this cover. You and me. There you are. Okay, now's the time. Come on then. Show it to me. What? What do you mean, what? Show me your smile. Unfrown your forehead. Relax. And this bit. Your shoulders, come on, your shoulders. You're so bunched up, just relax. That's it. You don't have to grip my ass that hard. Have you?
And then gently. Just lay still. Yeah. Relax in this little tunnel we have in here. In this place, you have no worries. In here with me, you are cocooned. We are spin you up and wrap you around like Sheila, but whatever, wasn't it? That gripping? No, okay, I'm giving up. Alright, just till you're hugged and tightly wrapped in covers. Now, I know it leaves you feeling a bit down after you've been, you know, I know everybody wants to ask you, but it's only because they care. They want to know you're getting on okay. Puts their mind at ease to know if you're okay. I know you feel broken sometimes. I know you feel fragmented and all those pieces of you that feel broken. I'm gonna hug them back together. Just hug yourself too. Hug me, hug the pillow, just squeeze you back together. I'm gonna hold you together and say, deserve a hug. I'm going to seal those joints with a kiss. In fact, lots and lots of kisses. Enjoy being you. Quiet now. Just enjoy being cuddled and loved. You know it gives me purpose and joy to do this for you. It lets me feel like I'm needed, doesn't it? Just drift off to sleep. You're warm and safe. you in my soft, warm arms and your head quite close to my boobs. Listen, we'll cross each bridge as we come to it. Tell you a story if you like. Would you like that? Friends to lovers, something like that. Okay, you have to promise me that you'll fall asleep. You know, I like friends to lovers. It's this kind of, that kind of story. Slow burner. Smile. People feeling better. There you go. There's a smile. When you've had some sleep, you can show me what else turns up. Not just your lips. Okay. Once upon a time, there was this silly woman who loved cuddling. She couldn't cuddle. Anymore. She was on her own. She found a way to cuddle and feel better. She found a nice little place for herself, and she made it comfortable. She made it warm and clean and tidy. She invited friends. And every time she found a new friend to cuddle, she was happy. And she kissed. And she smiled. And everybody felt better. Just for a little while. And when they'd recharge their batteries a little, they all went back to their everyday lives. And the she was happier. Yeah. So one day, someone would stay. Stay under the covers. Is that a nice story? Did you like my story? Sleep yet. stay for a while longer then. There's no rush.